In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ravens defeat the Bengals 24-0 in frigid Cincinnati yesterday. Jonah Schaefer was there covering the game for the Baltimore Banner. He was at Harb's press conference earlier today, and he joins us now. And, Jonas, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. This is why sports are fun, because I could have come up with a number of scenarios where the Ravens win this game, but none of them would have included the Ravens shutting out the Bengals yesterday.
Yeah, and especially when you consider that Ja'Marr Chase somehow upped. I wrote this in the preview. Did you guys know that Ja'Marr Chase has the most receiving yards per game against any opponent in NFL history, and that opponent is the Ravens? And he upped that average, and the Bengals somehow did not score. So yeah, it's pretty weird in a lot of ways. You look at the play disparity. You look at the just short amount of possessions in general. You look at Lamar passing 12 times total, and yet them winning comfortably in this game. And basically by the end of that, you know, 2-minute drill touchdown, you never really felt like this was going to be that competitive. So, you know, this season has been weird. This game, of course, was weird. I guess we shouldn't really be expecting anything different at this point.
There were a lot of standouts on the defensive side of the ball, Jonas, and you can pick a pass rusher. But to me, Alohi Gilman really stood out. And we know that he struggled tackling during his time with the Ravens. But how impressed were you with Gilman, especially his physicality?
Yeah, I mean, I think he still had some whiffs today on Sunday as well. And I think that's going to be, you know, an issue moving forward, just with his size and everything like that. But it's been, you know, a rare win-win situation with him and the Chargers. And, you know, I don't know if OA is doing anything that dramatically different from what he was being asked to do here in Baltimore, but he's obviously up to 7 sacks now for the Chargers. And although he's having a nice little year here in Baltimore, that's probably going to make him, you know, a good bit of money in free agency. And it's obviously a nice thing for him and for the Ravens to have a guy as versatile as him and be able to move him around. And now you've got our Darius Washington, so you've got even more flexibility. And, you know, I think probably the best test for just his usefulness as a safety will probably be these next two games, because you've got Drake Bay coming in as one of the best, if not the best, deep ball throwers in the entire NFL. And Jordan Love is a guy who's not afraid to, you know, chuck that ball up if he feels pressure, if it's a cover zero, and he, you know, has Christian Watson or Jaden Reed or someone down there. So, you know, Lowy continues to impress. You know, I think he had a pretty nice PFF grade, and that felt kind of representative of just what he was able to bring to the table yesterday, along with Malachi Starks.
How much were you guys in the press box talking about Joe Burrow? Like, did it ever look to you like he was particularly interested in seeing this thing out?
Interested? I don't know. I do think, you know, I asked about this on after the game, and he did feel like the amount of pressure and everything that they racked up was something that
simulated pressure that ends with the pick six Simmons got. So we definitely saw that play out this way. I mean, to be honest, like I know people were kind of quick to jump on the Joe Burrow and the Bengals bandwagon after that Thanksgiving game, but especially that first half, I don't think he played all that well.
Yeah.
he was missing a lot of passes, and it was overshadowed because Lamar was missing a lot more. So, you know, he's clearly not all the way back, and I think it's reasonable to expect someone who went through what he went through with the turf toe, which the injuries, the tales of woe for that injury are just unbelievable. It's a huge credit to him that he's even back from that. But I mean, I think what we saw yesterday was about what you expect from a guy who's made an incredibly quick comeback from an injury like that and playing behind a shaky line and not having his standout X receiver in T. Higgins. And it was, as someone who likes watching Joe Burrow, it was a little bit weird and sad to see him just have this complete, just
meltdown.
Meltdown, one misfire after another, and to be shut out for the first time since his LSU days. But the Ravens were clearly the better team and kind of had him figured out in a way that they certainly didn't on Thanksgiving.
Talking to Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on the Fan. Jonas, let's look at that pass rush. And it was only a week ago where I think the Steelers asked me to play tackle because they lost all their tackles, and the Ravens couldn't muster, like, even getting close enough to blow air on Aaron Rodgers. They had 3 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, 15 pressures. Where did that come from?
I think it's, sometimes it's just simple as getting one piece in and knocking the rest of the pieces into place. And I know Tavius Robinson isn't exactly gonna light the world on fire for you as a pass rusher, but I think it was pretty telling that they had a pretty low blitz rate for that game, somewhere between 5 to 10%, and they had a pressure rate right around 30 to 35%, depending on where you look. So the fact that they were able to kind of force the game script in their factor, the fact that they I think are holding up well physically. I mean, you're talking to Roger Rosengarten after the game. He said he was just really impressed by the get off that the Ravens were having in practice from those edge rushers. And he felt like that would kind of carry over into the game. And, I know obviously this is a game where a bunch of Ravens were nicked up, but I think that is something that I'm just very keen on monitoring these next couple of weeks. Like, this is a Ravens team, a Ravens organization that prides itself on its physicality, and just how many guys love being in the weight room to the detriment of us talking to them in the locker room. And maybe it's because they've played 2 bad opponents in a row, but we're starting to see them lean on teams in the run game, and we're starting to see them, again, continue to be a pretty good run defense. And if they can get their pass rushing gear with, by whatever manner of hook and crook, then you're going to take that. So, I don't think this is anywhere close to being, a top 10 unit, maybe not even a top 15 unit pass rush wise, but if they can just get enough of these free unblocked pressures, because you're gaming up something or Zach Orr is cooking up something based off what he saw on film, then I think that's just what you need to be competitive in whatever games are on the horizon here.
Jonas, let's get to the offense, and it was a weird day for them, just 40 plays, and in particular, Lamar Jackson, just 12 pass attempts. He also had 2 rush attempts. He told Aditi Kinkabwala that this is the healthiest he's felt since the hamstring injury. Did he take a step forward for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the fact that he was willing several times to stand in there and be willing to take hits because he felt like he had guys coming open downfield or guys that he could squeeze the ball to downfield. And, certainly that there were plays where you're just kind of shaking your head, wondering why he's trying to improvise or not get rid of the ball or just throw the ball out of bounds, like on that, naked bootleg where he takes the sack early in that first quarter. You're just kind of shaking your head, like, why? Or why? But I think the fact that he was able to stand and deliver time and time again, finally was able to break that, sub 60% accuracy streak that had been bugging him. Obviously, he looked good the couple of times that he did scramble. It does seem like he is turning the corner physically. I don't think he's all the way back there. I don't know if he's going to be all the way back there at any point this year. I still want to see him more involved in the run game closer to the red zone where he can be a difference maker. But, if he can do this and if they can continue to get D-Hop more involved and, maybe Rashad Bateman comes back looking a little bit better physically after getting this weekend off, and you certainly feel a lot better about this passing game than you did, you know, after, say, the Jets game.
Everything is kind of weird because the game was so weird and the samples were small, especially on offense. I found myself cringing at the offensive line a couple of times, but obviously only 12 dropbacks. Anything that you could take good, bad, or indifferent from pass pro?
Pass pro, I think the tackles have been playing well. Mm-hmm. I think Ronnie and Roger have been locked in, and I guess, you know, just keep tabs on Ronnie. We talked to him post game. He seemed fine. You know, took a while to either get treatment or shower, but John Harbaugh said that he came out of Sunday's game feeling a little bit sore, so maybe this is a limited week of practice for him. But, you know, there's really no one on that Patriots front that really strikes the fear of God into you. It was interesting that Emory Jones played a couple snaps. I think I saw him pancake one guy on a long run.
Mm-hmm.
But pass protection wise, you know, Tyler Linderbaum got beat a couple times, got shoved into Lamar's pocket, I think, on one of those sacks where he was able to, or where he was unable to, you know, step up and get outside of some outside pocket pressure. But if you want to be optimistic, I think I checked it after the game. Like, according to, I think, Sumer Sports, the Ravens averaged like Derrick Henry averaged 3.5 yards before contact per carry, which is the type of 2024 production that you're looking for. Like, that's the kind of nightmare fuel that this Ravens offense has really feasted on. And if they could get anywhere above 2.5-3 yards per carry, that this offense is really going to be cooking with the kind of gas that it had for so often last year.
Jones, let's finish with this. Did what you were able to see yesterday, did that change how you viewed the Ravens? Do you feel more optimistic about them than you did before kickoff yesterday?
I mean, I think just necessarily, I would have to answer yes, because I was expecting them to lose, and the fact that they were able to win so convincingly, you know, it does give me a little bit more positivity. And I think also just the fact that these next two teams coming up are flawed and becoming increasingly flawed, that the more that they get banged up. So I still think on a neutral field, the Ravens should be favored against the Steelers based off everything that I've seen, based on the weaknesses and strengths of both teams. And it just comes down to, can the Ravens do enough positively and will the Steelers do enough negatively where that week 18 game becomes a win and you're in type of situation. And, you know, from there, it's as we've seen this season across the NFL, from California to Baltimore, like, anything can happen in these games. So I think the Ravens just have to stay healthy. Lamar has to continue to improve. They've got to continue to find, you know, new buttons that they can push on the pass rush, because if you can just level up slightly in those kind of areas, then you can feel okay about whoever you're going up against. I don't think this team's anywhere close to as talented or as locked in as last year's was, but, you know, there are enough bona fide playmakers on this team where you just need a couple big plays to go your way, and you're going to be in control. So the Ravens did that on Sunday, and I just don't know still if that is a replicable blueprint for these next three games going forward.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Great talking.
Coming up next, Lamar Jackson. It was a small sample, but he started to show signs of being Lamar Jackson again. Are we feeling optimistic about the quarterback heading down the stretch? We discuss next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Next here on The Fan. That's Lamar Jackson talking to the media. They asked if he's feeling better. And he said, hey, I told you guys I'm feeling better. Well, we thought he started to look a little bit like himself starting last week. But this week, I think we saw, now, it wasn't a work of art. It wasn't MVP Lamar Jackson. But we started to see signs of Lamar Jackson in this game.
Again, it's so weird. The game was just so off kilter and strange and so little number of plays and so few dropbacks. But and it was so sort of non-competitive in some ways. But like, it looked to me like this was the most sustainable, like fully athletic or close to fully athletic Lamar that we've seen in a while. And part of that is also, well, he didn't have to do too much, so maybe that's why he was able. But it didn't feel like, in some of these other games, it felt like he tried to do something once. It didn't quite go as he would want. He maybe tried to do it again, and it was a little better, or he maybe never really got there again. But it seemed to be more fleeting moments, whereas this felt like there was more intent. Did he get caught from behind once, stepping up in the pocket again? He did. But he looked more free to me. He looked more mentally and physically unencumbered of that sort of weight, whether it's real or imagined, that seemed to be sort of holding him down or penning him in. Now, he didn't have to be magical. He didn't have to be Superman. And so I don't know that I can sit here and say he's 100% back to MVP Lamar. But I feel better about that version of Lamar coming back and taking over a game for 60 minutes now than I did on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to see 100% Lamar the rest of the season, but we are seeing progress. And now it's back-to-back weeks in which he's led two-minute drills that have resulted in touchdowns heading into the half. And I think you're seeing some of the glimpses there. He had the rushing touchdown last week against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. This one, that 26-yard pass to Zay Flowers down the sideline, really nice. Very next play, had the 12-yard run with intent. And then the touchdown pass to Zay Flowers was a really good throw. I'm with you, Jason. It's weird because the end of the day, he had 12 pass attempts, but I feel like he made the most of those pass attempts. And Zay had a drop that ended up leading to an interception.
He had another drop that should have been a touchdown.
In the back of the end zone, yes, as well. That was Lamar's cleanest game he's had in a while, easily since the Miami game.
Yeah, think about this. He had 12 pass attempts. He should have had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, Zay Flowers had that ball in his hands in the back of the end zone. That's a fourth of his passes should have gone for touchdowns. And he seemed to be more fleet of foot on those rare occasions where he ran. And he seemed to move it, like the pass to Flowers that he dropped in the back of the end zone. That was one of those like plays we've seen Lamar Jackson make where he gets outside the pocket. He's looking around. He hadn't been doing that much the last month.
Maybe we're blowing this all out of proportion because it was such a small sample. But there seemed to be a more of a fluidity to his game, to his movements, to his athletic movements than I've seen in the past. It seemed to me that he felt more like himself. I like even stupid stuff like not wearing the sleeves or whatever. I don't know, man. Like, I think he felt like I'm a bad mamba jamba. They had another terrible first quarter. Instead of that festering and the frustration mounting and all that, they were able to overcome it. That hasn't really been the case this season. Now, that Bengals defense isn't very good, and the Bengals offense didn't come to play. There's a lot that went into this whole 3 hours of football. But I'm inclined to buy that he feels better about his ability to take a game over now than he has at any point since probably mid to late September.
And I know this isn't the physical part of his game, but him audibling to that swing pass to Rasheen Ali when the Bengals sent a blitz and it was a walk-in touchdown. He deserves credit for that. That's not him running around or anything, but a nice mental adjustment.
Yes, and it's not that long ago where I saw A.Q. Shipley, former Raven, kill Lamar for not making adjustments pre-snap. It was a play where he got sacked, where a guy was uncovered. A.Q. Shipley said that was on Lamar Jackson. So we go from a guy that wasn't seeing things great to now he seems to be seeing things a little better, makes the adjustment, leads to a touchdown.
Well, and it's like the chicken and the egg. Like, is it him feeling better that leads to him kind of back to himself mentally?
Yes.
Or is there a part of him mentally that just says, you know, risky business, Tom Cruise. Sometimes you just got to say what the bleep.
Yes.
And then that brings the body along. Like, is it the right opponent at the right time? I don't know. And I don't even know that maybe he knows. I think maybe he's turning a corner.
I think he is, too, because you go back a couple weeks ago at the first Bengals game, Thanksgiving night, that was an abject failure.
Mm-hmm.
He was directly terrible, hurting the team with his turnovers, the fumbles, the tip ball that was an interception. Heck, the Jets game, it was so many games in a row where that was not Lamar Jackson that we were seeing. The Steelers game, you saw some glimpses of it, and then this game even more.
Two things. Number one, Bone, have you ever seen Risky Business?
That's the show me the money thing?
No, it's not. No. Show me the money.
Oh.
No.
That's not
show
the
me
Tom
the
Cruise?
Money. It is Tom Cruise.
Oh, it is Tom Cruise?
But that's the one with the kid and the football player.
I don't remember it.
Man.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, and the kid, the human head, where he's iPads.
Give me some credit for at least.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Yes, that's it.
Jerry Maguire is the one you're thinking. No, this is.
Give me some credit for Tom Cruise.
Having a high school party.
Lee Steinberg.
Yes, it is Lee Steinberg. And this is one, he picks up a hooker and has a party at his house. Yeah. Rebecca De Mornay will change your life, Bone.
Wow.
I think she will.
I'm looking at it now. This was highly rated.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. Also,
Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes, he is. It's like he's one of his friends. I also want to remind the people.
In fact, I think he's the one who first says it.
Yes,
and then
I think you're right.
Tom Cruise takes it from Booger. I can't remember what Booger's called in this movie.
Yeah, he's not called
he'll
Booger.
He'll always be Booger to me.
Yes, he'll always be Booger, but he's not Booger in this. And then they have this, his parents have this really cool piece of art, statue kind of thing, jewel, and they take it from the house, and it's a whole thing. But you should see it. Also, a reminder, Lamar Jackson is still undefeated weeks 15 through 18 in his NFL career.
Yeah, 16-0.
That's a big sample size. That's a full season.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
No. Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And, man, the Ravens defense came to play. How good were they? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Draymond Jones had 5 quarterback hits yesterday for the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens as a team had 3 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, 15 pressures, and they had their first shutout since October 14, 2018. That's against the Titans and Marcus Mariota. It's 125 games. They shut out the Bengals 24-0. Jason, what'd you think of the defense?
I mean, I don't think any of us saw that coming. No. I don't think Joe Burrow saw it coming. I don't know that Zach Orr saw it coming. And I do believe that they fed off of what was a below-grade sort of effort and compete level from Cincinnati's quarterback on out. And they sensed the moment and the opportunity. And that for whatever reason, those dudes weren't really up for this one. So let's have at it. let's keep attacking. And you saw Kyle Hamilton get involved in a blitz very early. And you saw some free runners come through in situations where Joe Burrow probably should have made a check or an adjustment. And I just think the whole thing started snowballing. And then you add in the fact that you've got Ardarius and Tavarius, like, haven't played him forever, and they've got a chance to get back in there. And I think guys fed off of that. And then you're playing with a big lead, which, boy, that's all they did for a couple years, but hasn't been the case much lately. And so now you're able to have the moment, like the pitch play with Van Noy. And, like, yeah, that there seemed to be a bit of a bravado or a swagger and uber confidence to them defensively that used to be the hallmark of Ravens teams that we just haven't seen for a multitude of reasons this year. Hopefully it's something they can build off of, but it had to start with winning up front. And I mean, they had gone 3 weeks without 10 quarterback hits. They could have had more than 10 quarterback hits in this game.
They had one quarterback hit last week against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
One. Against and again,
they lost their tackle. They came in banged up at tackle and then lost tackles in the game.
And the player that we just heard coming in, Draymond Jones, he had five quarterback hits yesterday. And I'm with you, Jason. They had an edge, and it started with Draymond Jones with the crying gesture.
Told Burrow after the game that we kicked your bleep.
To Joe Burrow, and there were a couple of instances where, do I think the Bengals probably flopped in some of them? Yes, but we've seen some of those get called for unnecessary roughness, and it didn't go against the Ravens, and they were playing with that type of edge. I think this unit was embarrassed. Over the past couple of weeks, and heck, what the Bengals did to them on Thanksgiving night in front of a national audience, I think they wanted some revenge there. Yeah. I think back-to-back weeks in which divisional opponents come into your house and win kind of easily, they wanted to put on that type of performance, and you saw that from the first snap.
We talked a lot going into the Ravens-Steelers game that this might be the Steelers Super Bowl from a defensive standpoint, and they might be so embarrassed now, and it didn't get to this point here where, remember, we had James Harrison and Ryan Clark and Roethlisberger calling them out. But, like, that was probably their tipping point, and they were either going to completely roll over or they were going to fight for their lives. And then we talked somewhat last week, maybe not as much as we should have, about this being an opportunity for the Ravens to do the same thing. And you let Pittsburgh come out of the crypt offensively against you. And you couldn't hit that old man. And Joe Burrow on one leg tore you up in the second half 5 days before that or whatever, 7 days before that. And so this could maybe be the best we've seen of them in a long time. This could be their Super Bowl. Now, against Burrow, they never played Super Bowl. So you kind of held back a little bit. But we did mention that. We did invoke that. And that seemed to be the case.
Without question, it was the best performance of the season. They shut him out. And especially considering the opponent and considering what Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have done traditionally against this team, it was really, really impressive. And I brought him up to Jonas. I thought Aloy Gilman played his ass off. And he has been kind of a liability at times tackling, but I felt like his physicality was really strong for that team. Also had a pass defense, and that goes along with him getting the handoff from Kyle Van Noy and delivering that knockout blow.
And the return of Tavius Robinson and Ardarius Washington brought some energy and, quite frankly, some quality play to that defense.
Tavius Robinson, he got that sack, and it's weird that Burrow didn't throw that ball away, but that was a 15-yard sack.
Took him out of field goal range.
Took him out of field goal range, and at that point of the game, it was still scoreless. That was a huge play.
They also won the turnover battle, which they haven't done in a minute, 2-1. But and the second turnover was kind of a signature play, the pick six.
It's absolutely a signature play. I mean, it's one of the few standalone moments, I think, that'll resonate from this defense this year and for the positive. And it's the kind of thing that brings a sideline to life and makes guys start to feel themselves a little bit. And it's the first time Van Noy's contributed in a truly positive way. Like, that was clearly, even that play aside, a more impactful game from him than we've been used to seeing. Now you gotta keep it going, and the assignments are going to get tougher here. But they completely eliminated Joe Burrow. in Cincinnati. And they should, you know, they should take confidence from that.
So I'll ask you guys a question that I asked about Lamar earlier. Are you feeling any better about this defense moving forward based on what you saw yesterday?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, Lamar is should be a three-time MVP award winner.
No,
and
I know.
This defense is
defense was okay.
It's got some.
Yeah.
I mean, do I feel a little better about it? Yeah. I do. It was just a really strange day.
It's sort of one of those things where is this defense as bad as they were at the beginning of the season? No. Are they as good as they were during that 5-game winning streak? No, but maybe somewhere in the middle. I think they can. They've shown that they can be a capable group. And yesterday, very weird. But the fact of the matter is, Joe Burrow and the Bengals have scored 27 or more points in 6 of their last 9 games against the Ravens. They were shut out yesterday. You got to give them credit.
Ravens are now 7-7. The Steelers are 7-6. They host the Dolphins tonight, Monday Night Football. We'll preview and hear from head coach Mike Tomlin's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Certainly they in recent weeks they've played almost exclusively behind their run, and then the things that complement it. They're changing the launch point with the boot game, and Tua's always done a really nice job there. They're hitting you with some play pass as well. I'm sure they went through a period of adjustment. You know, when they lost their top flight wideout, probably at the end of September, probably took them a couple of weeks to kind of find their bearing in terms of, you know, redistribution of the ball and playing personality. And certainly when you watch their tape now, there's evidence that they found their home.
Miami Dolphins started 1-6. They've since won 5 of 6, and so they are 6-7 heading in this game tonight. Before we start discussing this matchup, one more from Coach Tomlin, and he talks about the Dolphins' turnaround.
I think they've made some changes on both sides of the ball. Offensively, certainly they're playing behind A-Chain in their running game, and man, he's an explosive perimeter runner. Did a lot of work on him when he came out of Texas A&M. He's a two-sporter, a track athlete as well. You see that in his play. His perimeter running game is spectacular. They're doing an awesome job of running off the ball up front and playing behind the running game, minimizing negativity while doing so. And on the defensive side of the ball, I think they reduced some of the things that they've done. They're playing Minka a lot at nickel. They got more depth at safety than they do at corner. And so they've made some changes in terms of how they're deploying some of their sub-package ball. They're making plays. They're keeping a lid on it. They're hustling to the ball. They're playing good collective team defense. I think over the last 5 weeks, they're number one in defensive scoring.
Yeah.
They're number one or so on third down, number one or two in turnovers. And so they're getting off the field. They're keeping the point total down. They're taking the ball away, and you couple that with what's going on the other side, that they're playing successfully behind their run, and that's a recipe for engineering victory, and they've done so rather consistently, as you've mentioned, over the last month.
Okay, so that's
somehow
number,
he's
right?
Favored.
Yeah. So the Steelers never lose on Monday night under Tomlin. They never lose
22.
On...
Well, 22 in a row. Yeah. I guess that's all under Tomlin. It's got to be. He's been
there. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think it was the 90s the last time they've lost.
At home, it's crazy. The Dolphins don't win when the temperature is under like 30 degrees. It's going to be.
And they don't
teens.
Win on the road against winning teams.
Yes. But the Steelers also don't win when TJ Watt doesn't play.
Correct.
And he's not playing. So you throw that all into a stew, and what do you think you got tonight?
I hope we've got a real stone cold under game with plenty of attempts for A-Chan, because you could almost hear it in Coach T's voice. I think he's a little worried that A-Chan can do to some of the things to them that James Cook did to them. And, it was a lot of inside zone. It was a lot of outside zone in that Buffalo game against the Steelers a couple weeks back. And that's the A-Chan stuff. He left the last game with an injury, but it didn't seem to be that serious. And it was a Dolphins blowout by the half. So I think that had something to do with him sitting out the rest of the game. Miami's only allowing 15.2 points per game over the last 6 games. Weaver's doing a great job with that defense, and they are making you earn it. I just don't trust Tua in these situations. It's going to be bitterly cold. I remember watching him in Arrowhead.
Oh, that was awful.
And I mean, you want to talk that the Joe Burrow yesterday reminded me a little bit of Tua in Arrowhead for that game.
How much is
that was a playoff game too? Yeah,
granted.
Well, yesterday was basically a playoff game.
But how much of the recent defensive stretch is the opponents though? Jets, Saints, Commanders, last three games. But the last time the Steelers lost at home on Monday night, 1991.
Oh, who was that to?
It was the Giants. Rivers Stadium, 23-20.
I was
October
in high school.
14th. 1991.
Was that still Phil Sims?
That's a long time ago.
I think it was Phil Sims in 1991. Friend of the show, IA Hall of Famer Phil Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be an interesting game. Like, I don't think it's a layup for Pittsburgh whatsoever. The Watt injury is obviously significant. I could see, you know, Pittsburgh's kicker is really good in the cold. Not everybody's kicker is really good in the cold. I could see it being a dead under game.
Well, I bring up the Dolphins defense, who have they played. Now, granted, Rodgers turned back the clock last week against the Ravens, but could this be a game where he looks like he's the 42-year-old again?
He could look totally washed. It's from week to week. I don't know that you can bank on much in this league, and I certainly don't think you can bank on him. Look, but it's a massive game for the Ravens. I mean, it's a massive game for the Dolphins. It's a massive game for the Steelers. A massive game for the whole AFC, where, you know, things are a jumbled mess and nobody's clinched anything.
Yeah, hard for
except
his part.
For it looks like Denver's going to win the West.
Yes,
but I guess they still haven't technically clinched.
No, and they're in the driver's seat for the one seed now with New England losing. Hard for his part. I did read he said that they will be paying close attention to this football game tonight.
It's a biggie.
Monday night.
We got it here.
Yeah, Monday Night Football. Do. Yes, we will be playing it right here.
No Boomer and Valenti. No. Special preview.
No, Infinity Sports Radio leads in to Monday Night Football. Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. But coming up next, our own Cordell Woodland.
I'll be listening, driving home from College Park.
Yeah, that's right, picking up Rocco, Christmas break, I assume. How long does he get off? 2 weeks?
Oh, man. I don't think I think he goes back like late January.
It's after MLK.
It's pretty late.
He gets like a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty common, though. That's college.
Well,
I feel
like the state of Maryland, because some colleges out of state, I feel like my friends that were out of state
would go back earlier.
Like, before MLK, but Towson and Maryland and all the other ones, they're always longer.
Wow. He's like well over a month off. That's awesome.
I think Chloe, too. She's home for a while.
Well, good for you. You got the family at home. Coming up next, though, part of our...
no place like home.
105.7 The Fan family. Cordell Woodland joins us next here on The Fan.
Why are you laughing, Bone?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.